Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Peter Berkowitz at the Hoover Institution, an educator. And Peter has students in his classroom. I do not. I do not have the experience Peter does. And so I call upon him to help me understand a recommendation from the State Department most recently that all visas held by Chinese nationals will be reviewed and challenged if there is suspect information on them about the students linked to the Chinese Communist Party or the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, all of those sinister possibilities. At the same time, I hear from educators, especially administrators, at all levels, secondary school and university, that the number of Chinese nationals in this country who pay full tuition are a vital part of the university health today. And we're talking about a major blow to universities that otherwise are helpless to stop these sweeping scale, almost a fishing net scale of reviewing visas. Hundreds are to be reviewed. And I also get sympathetic because I stood in line behind several very handsome Chinese national students who had come from Beijing to attend a private school in the Connecticut area. And they were going to have to tell their classmates that they might not come back next year. That would make me, if I were their classmate, very annoyed, and I would see that the U.S. government was not being fair. Peter, how do you imagine your students will respond to having their visas, to having an email saying we will review your visas, you will report on such and such a date?
Well, of course, this is a crisis for higher education. As usual, the Trump administration is acting. Excuse me, out of a genuine concern. There's something like 270,000 Chinese students studying in the United States. In a way, they are a big asset to the United States. In two ways, they're a big asset to the United States. One, as you suggested, they generally pay full tuition at our universities throughout the country. And so they're part of the business model for American universities. But second, they give American students exposure to not just students from abroad, but students from our main great power competition rival. That's good for American students. And third, in principle at least, it's good for students from abroad to come to the United States and see what the United States is like, taste our freedom, see our prosperity. What's the worry then? The worry is that in China, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, oversees everything. It has access to very sensitive information. Even if a student is not monitored in the United States, his or her family will be monitored back at home.
Thirty seconds, Peter. Go ahead.
And so we have concerns about Chinese students in the United States either working for the Chinese Communist Party or having access to very sensitive information.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution writing Real Clear Politics about right now the quandary that is Harvard. And then both of us in entertaining the possibility that something has gone wrong.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.